Now, he threw up on my couch. Mark Maron.
I never did. I never did throw up on your couch. Maybe it was somebody else. Maybe I was at the same party. But there are people that can say that about me. That I've... No, I don't know. No, I don't throw... I was always pretty good about puking.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my cat that threw up on the couch.
Your cat threw up. You're lucky.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in my house right now because everything's a chaotic mess because we're building things and painting. I think the cats are going nuts and they're peeing on things. I cannot deal with it anymore. Walking around going, where's the pee? Where's the pee? Where's Ian Gillan? Are you practicing?
Yeah, man. You know, because... I want to impress him because I know these chords, and I'd really like to just kind of jam with him for
sure,
a few minutes.
Sure, and there's nothing more impressive to a guy that actually recorded the song, one of the most known riffs in the history of rock and roll, to be brought into it with a guy sitting there playing it. Now, dude, you know, hit it again. Let's hear it. Now, do you know any? See, this is the weird thing. When you were growing up, when you started playing guitar. I was just talking to Hardwick about this. Hardwick, who happens to have some pipes, dude. Hardwick can sing it. I've seen him karaoke several times. Doesn't change up the song much, but the one he does have down, very good. Maybe we can get him in. Can you play Whole Lotta Love? Because Hardwick can kick it on Whole Lotta Love. That's not an easy song to play.
Yeah, you know, you have a bunch of reverb behind you. Anybody sounds good on Whole Lotta Love.
But the best part of Whole Lotta Love is that part where it goes, bump, bump, dee, 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 dee,
dee, down, down. You know why? Because that's the part of the song where it actually changes.
Dude,
I'm not a big fan of Ed Zeppelin.
I'm not going to do this with you right now. I'm not going to do it with you because you're a musical fascist.
Fat corporate
rock. You're a fascist. Fat corporate rock.
Fat, old. Lazy, stoner, dumb.
That is not true.
Shittiously contemptuous, moronic.
Hold on. Shut the hole for a second. And let me ask you a question. Corporate rock, the Beatles.
Pretentious.
Led Zeppelin's pretentious?
Absolutely.
What are you out of
pretentious
your nut?
And arrogant. Does anybody remember Laughter? What the hell is that about?
What the hell is that about?
What is that?
The song remains
the same. Have you seen that thing?
I sure have.
That's like sitting through an execution. It's just painful.
You're a musical fascist.
But you have to watch.
You have nothing but contempt for blues-based rock and roll. They evolved. No, that's true. I think you're a racist.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's play that clip.
Play what clip?
I don't know.
I understand what you're saying about Led Zeppelin, but I think you should re-listen to it. Those guys invented
part of hard rock. I lived through that every day in high school. It was hell.
Okay, so you're a little older than me.
Journey and Toto and...
All right, well, there. How about those bands? I think we can agree on that.
Foreigner.
I think we can agree on that. They
all
suck.
In the same corporate rock horse crap.
No! Led Zeppelin has nothing to do with those bands. You cannot compare Led Zeppelin and Toto and sit on a show across from me. Toto and Led Zeppelin?
Dinosaur.
And Journey and Led Zeppelin? I don't care if they're dinosaurs, but what the hell are you talking about? You can't compare Journey and Led Zeppelin. What the hell is that? What's wrong with you?
They elicit the same kind of response out of me, gag response.
No, dude, you just crossed a line.
Man, no sense of humor. That band has no sense of humor.
Who
too.
Cares?
Led Zeppelin?
Who cares?
Because it makes them more human.
Is that their job?
Dude,
how can they not be human? Jimmy Page bought Aleister Crowley's house thinking he can make the Loch Ness Monster come up. How can that be? What's more human? Than something that's retarded.
That's retardedly
of course it
stupid
is.
And arrogant. Yeah.
Okay.
But when you have no sense of humor, it really comes through in
my
your
friend,
music.
Listen to me.
It really does.
You take yourself
too seriously. You end up being just pretentious.
I understand. Robert Plant, as a personality, very arrogant and very. That's his bit.
And that
Jimmy
guy's
Page,
bloated. That guy. One of those expandable sponges that
he's
Letterman used to hang out.
He's bloated now. You mean he's an old guy and he's gotten fat?
No, he was bloated like 20 years ago.
Jim, who are you talking about? Robert Plant.
Robert Plant.
And what are you talking about?
I don't want to stare up at his tight crotch area for an hour and a half and the song remains the same.
What the hell is bloated?
That's hell. Bloated,
big,
fat.
You're thinking of the wrong guy, and now you're, I don't know, I think you have mental problems. If anything, Robert Plant, has anyone ever seen Robert Plant bloated?
And John Bonham, what is this with an hour
John
and a half?
Bonham, John
drum
Bonham.
Drum solo?
John, just because your band, the one band that you like, the Beatles, who happen to be really, honestly, outside of John Lennon, I love the Beatles, okay? But in terms of classists and in terms of musical snobs, in terms of what they were trying to do.
Musical snobs?
Yeah,
snobs?
Sure.
They were the most eclectic band on earth. That's why their music, that's why every one of their albums had virtually like four hits on it because they changed their styles every album, and they knew how to do it because they were influenced by tried virtually every form of music, and that's not being a snob. That's
right.
being
so. This is
you know,
so, oh, they're smart.
Open-minded.
They're open. Oh, open-minded. Yeah. So they're smart. The Beatles, and they are the best band in the world, right,
well,
Jim?
You know, yeah, I would. You know, I would say that in
sure,
my in my book, they're
and,
pretty
and,
much. The
and
best.
What about your open mind, Jim? What about that?
What about
maybe,
it?
Yeah. What about where is that part of you? Where, does that exist, Mister? Like,
yeah.
I can't see anything past the Beatles.
It does right. exist in this clip.
Oh, see, no, I'm not going to let you off that easy. The why don't you play one of your? See, now I'm not gonna be put in the position to act like I don't like the Beatles. So I love the Beatles.
Well,
I love
yeah.
John Lennon.
Yeah.
And I love all that stuff. But I have to tell you honestly, Led Zeppelin. There's nothing else I can say other than they rock. Jimmy Page is not a he's a great guitar player. He's a unique guitar player.
He's a great player in the Yardbirds. Yeah.
Oh, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
What do you have sort of retro freak?
You're saying you hate the Yardbirds?
There's nothing wrong with the Yardbirds.
I'm talking about blues-based bands. Let's go back to the real blues-based bands.
What kind of pompous, arrogant, like pseudo-intellectual perfect.
You're talking about blues.
No.
Why don't you talk about the real blues that doesn't have 20-minute drum solos for God's
sake. Oh, the Yardbirds is real blues? See, here's your problem. You're a racist. Now, listen to me. here's what I'm going to say to you. Let me just explain what you just did.
I'm a racist? What the hell? Where the hell did that come from?
Well, how could you say the Yardbirds are real blues? That's like dismissing everything they came from.
They had real blues-based songs.
All right.
I'm not saying they're totally blues.
I'm sorry.
At all.
Here's what I'm going to say to you. I'm just going to point out what you just did.
What?
Okay? You dismissed the entire Led Zeppelin songbook, and you said that the only time Jimmy Page was good was during the Yardbirds. That is so revisionist, and it's fascistic, and it's
fascistic?
inability to really assess musical history.
Am I putting people in camps right now? This got nothing to do with fascism. It just has to do with my taste, and I believe that, you know, I can listen to Led Zeppelin to about four other songs. I think they may have maybe a good quarter album out of the 38 they produced in 3 years or whatever the hell it was.
You should just maybe.
But I just don't think they didn't change at all. They got nothing.
I'm very open minded musically and otherwise to the point of fault. I think there's a real difference between me and you is that my liberal nature sort of goes across the board, and I'm willing to entertain a lot more different things than you. And if you want to close the door. On Zeppelin 1, 2, and 3, Physical Graffiti. If you can actually close the door of your mind to Physical Graffiti, I don't know that we have anything to talk about at all anymore. And maybe you should just. Am I wrong? Hardwick? No, I'm not. Right? It's crazy.
Comparing
them to Toto?
I have an open mind.
Toto?
I have an open mind. It's just when, you know, I have an open mind to listen to things, and then you know, I make a decision on whether or not I really like it, and that's. That's what people basically do.
Okay, well, then let me tell you something. I truly like Led Zeppelin. I appreciate their innovation. I understand your criticisms of their arrogance, but I think that was the posture that they took. That was who they presented themselves as. What do you think of the Stones?
Stones, I think, you know, their last good output was probably in 78, you know? I don't think they've
with
done
With some
it.
Girls, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll agree with you there. Just as long as okay, that's fine. We can live with that. I can go with you on that. Wow, man. So you know, Rumsfeld's in trouble.
Thank God. He was a big fan of Toto.
Who the hell was Toto and Journey? Oh,
no. I'm not talking about stylistically they're the same. I'm talking about in just you know gag reflex.
I think we've worn it out. I think we understand each other, and I understand your criticisms, but.
Man, they dominated the radio, too. It was just, like, horrible
in
the late 70s.
Why the hell is that their fault?
It's, you know, whose fault it is? It's Danny Goldberg's fault.
All right. You can blame him for anything you want. You know, you can blame him for me talking to you right now alone in a room. All right.
Alone in the room, but there are millions of people listening.
So are we going to do this? It looks like Donald Rumsfeld is going to need an armored vehicle to protect himself from the flak from his own military. This guy is getting what he deserves. There's about 6 or 7 generals criticizing his handling of the war that shouldn't have been fought in the first place. I hope he saved a good Humvee for himself and maybe one of those flak jackets that he didn't send to the troops because he's going to need it. And now, Bush is, of course, going to support him because Bush can't afford to lose anybody, but they should all be fired. Stephen Cambone, the undersecretary over there at the Defense Intelligence Agency, he should be fired. They should all be fired, and they should be held as war criminals. Oh, my God, I'm channeling Malloy. The Bush crime family, truth seekers, is I think it's very telling. Given that you had General Shinseki initially saying that we needed 300,000 people to go to this war that we shouldn't have been fighting in the first place, and now finally it's taken this long. I'll tell you, there's a quake happening. These guys are starting to this entire. Administration, anything that's connected to it, is starting to crumble, and I couldn't be more excited. But when you have this high-level brass, this high-level military brass, Marine Corps General Anthony Zinni's been on Rumsfeld's ass for weeks, if not years now, retired Major General Charles Zwanek, and he's a guy who was in Iraq, just believes that he's literally said that he thinks that Rumsfeld is carrying too much baggage with him, and I think it must be like the bags of bodies of about 3,000 American soldiers. I mean, come on already. Now, I don't know what's going to change here, and I don't know whether this is going to mean anything that these guys are coming out, but it certainly is something for the military themselves, for them to start having their own points of view, which you're trained not to have. But just the fact that there are guys coming out of West Point now that are looking to get out of the military before they even get started shows that the people on the ground, the grunts on the ground, the guys who are actually fighting the war, are now finding some support for their disdain for the way this Pentagon has managed them. And this is a guy, Rumsfeld, who never really cared about the soldiers. He never really cared about the guys on the ground. I would go as far to say that the president didn't really care either. These guys run the government as if it's a corporation. The bottom line is all they care about. These guys, they didn't put enough of them down there. They didn't equip them properly. They didn't protect them properly. And when they come back, they're looking to drain them even more. The health coverage that these guys get is supposed to go up. I mean, these people are, I believe Malloy, not only they are war criminals, but what's even sadder is that they can't even pretend that they care about the troops on the ground. And now, finally, some of the brass is starting to speak up for those guys. So hopefully we'll be back. We'll have Ian Gillen from Deep Purple here in a little while. You want to play it one more time? Come on. We don't have much time now. Well, it doesn't matter. You can do Sammy the Stem Cell, too?
Yeah, Sammy's going to be here.
Do you even know the words, Smoke on the Water? I don't know any of them.
Smoke on the water. There's smoke on the water. Hey, there's smoke on the water.
All right. Well, play that exact thing for him when he comes. All right. We'll be back in a second. As soon as I hear music in my head, but I don't. Hey, there it is. Cool. All right. Hang out, will you?
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right.
Now, ooh, it makes me wonder. Mark Maron.
Don't it make you wonder? Don't it make it... I'm going to say it. It's just not about the lyrics. I can barely ever remember lyrics, okay? I really can't remember lyrics that well. There are certain Led Zeppelin songs. I like the band. I think they're a great band. They were innovative. They may have been loft, you know, arrogant, whatever you want to say, but there's nothing more arrogant than saying Jimmy Page's best work was with the Yardbirds. That, to me, is the pinnacle of arrogance.
I thought he was down to his roots in the Yardbirds and just kind of trailed off into a big noodle fest.
No, he didn't. It wasn't
10
noodling.
10 years of noodling.
The Grateful Dead is noodling, and I listen to the Dead on the way over here because I have a soft spot in my heart for Jerry Garcia. Sometimes I'm not a big Dead fan, but it makes me wish that I could just be in a field dancing with a girl that smells like patchouli.
With your arms above your head?
Yeah, well, maybe a little of that. Maybe not so much. I'm more of a jiggy kind of thing. I was more of a hippie jigger than a hands over the head kind of guy. Okay? So back off. Now to help us sort out some of the latest developments and issues surrounding stem cell research, please welcome a very controversial guest, Sammy the Stem Cell. Welcome, Sammy.
Hi! I'm Sammy the Stem Cell. I'm a complete integrated human person built for a cell, so you can all just...
All right. Look, Sammy, you must have read this story out of Ireland about this man with MS who has been suffering intense, debilitating pain for over 10 years. He just received stem cell treatment and is now pain-free for the first time in a decade. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll tell you how I feel. I'm sick and tired of the Irish coming over the border and stealing good railroad jobs from the Chinamen. It's about time we stuck it to those fat-faced potato eaters. Maybe he's pain-free because he's just missed the telethon for the first time in 10 years.
All right, what about the mumps? Right now there's an epidemic of mumps in Iowa and Illinois. Doesn't it matter to you that stem cell research might someday find a cure for the mumps?
Well, if I may quote from our founding father, George Washington, You're not a real American until your testicles swell to excruciatingly painful proportions.
George Washington never said that.
Yes, he did. Why do you think he was standing up in that boat?
All right, wait. Don't you care that you have the potential to cure diseases, to stop human suffering?
Hey, the only thing I care about is where my next heart is coming from.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Yeah, and you're welcome. Hey, you know what? I think you forgot some.
Yeah, well, what's that?
I'm sacred life, hole. Oh, and this too.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm mooning you. Got my trousers down, my ass pointed towards your face to show my contempt. That's mooning.
Now, wait. Now, I remember why this is why I don't have you on anymore. It's because I hate you. I hate you, Sammy. I hate you. I hate you so much.
Oh, Mark, what have I done? I'm truly and sincerely sorry about that. If I may get serious here for a moment, we've had our differences. Excuse me, you and I. But over the years, I've come to appreciate you as a human being, and I actually feel I've opened my mind to new ways of thinking because of you, and become more introspective, and in that process, more tolerant of other people's beliefs and feelings. And I just want to say, Mark Maron, I do not hate you, because I do not have time for hate.
Wow, Sammy. Thanks a lot, man. That kind of leaves a lump in my throat.
Because I'm too busy doing your wife, you plute-headed sauce monkey.
Whoa. Plute-headed sauce monkey. What did you say about my wife?
Ouch!
You know what? You should be killed.
Stop.
You should be killed.
Stop hurting me. Leave me alone. You want to kill me? You want to kill me? You can't f***ing kill me. I can't kill me.
All right, dude, you're scaring me, man. Why don't you just leave? Could we just do that?
When you f*** off. Why don't you just go choke on a kiwi, you boy curly-haired sad sack?
Hey, f*** you, you tall.
Yeah, right
here?
Back at you, nose. And the horse you rode in on. Suck.
All right, get out.
Go
bow. Oh, you're disgusting.
Yeah, you and your mom.
I've had it.
And the horse you rode in on.
Can we have someone remove him, please?
And the army.
All right.
And all those other people.
You know, you're scaring our guest who just walked in. Has no idea what's going on. Has no idea Ian Gillan just walked in. He said, what the hell is this? It's a children's show, Ian. So Ian Gillan is here from Deep Purple, and you're going to play guitar for him, right? He's, I'm sure he's looking forward to that.
You don't set me up for something like that. Little four chords.
That's all it takes, man. All it takes is three chords to rock. Am I right? All right, see? I got validation. Yeah, I wonder if he shares your opinions on Led Zeppelin.
Probably not.
No, he might. I mean, I bet you they were competitors. There were probably wars between Zeppelin and Purple. Yeah? I wonder. I think I bet you if it weren't for Ian Gillan, that Robert Plant probably wouldn't have had the same chops that he did. That's what I'm thinking.
Really? You think so?
I'm going to talk to him about that. I bet you there were some. Did you ever? I don't want to tip it. I'll talk to him when he gets in here.
What about Tommy Rowe? Nobody ever talks about Tommy Rowe.
Who the hell's that?
Sweet Pea, probably the most influential. Okay, I'm screwing around here, but you know, Tommy Rowe. Where are we? What's happening?
We're about to ease into a transition, my friend. We're going to talk to Ian Gillan in just a second. We're going to have Chris Hardwick out here in a little while. I wish I'd get Chris in here to sing. That would be something.
Why don't you get everybody here to sing? You know, we are the world.
Wait, you think we can?
No.
All right. So, look, folks, as I said, I think that's all the politics we're going to do for the evening. I got that feeling that it's casual Friday. I got that feeling that it's over. Can't we just say we won already? Can't we just call it quits and say, all right, everything's good now. They're all about to go down. Can't we just say that? And now Bill Kollar's pointing at me. I'll tell you, man. Oh, boy. What are you going to do this weekend? You coming over on Sunday?
Yeah, that was the plan. I'm coming over on Sunday.
Is it okay with Heather?
Sure.
All right, good. So we'll have some veggie burgers. I've got to put some big hippie banquet together for all you granola types.
Hey, put some Beatles on, too, will you?
No, I'm not going to do that. No, it's going to be all Deep Purple, some Zeppelin.
Who
else do you hate? Who else?
Zeppelin, you know, I don't want that. You know,
Why don't we bring your Toto records?
I don't...
You must. It seems to me that you hate them so much you must have them. Will you bring a Styx record? Could you?
Traumatized high school for me. That's all I got to say.
I miss that. Foreigner was being played to death when I was in high school. Ian Gillan's going to be in here in a second. Hang out, folks.